for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Game on. Game on. Game on. He shoots, he scores. Oh. One for one.
That is going wild.
Score. Game on.
Let's go. Barkley cuts down the angle. Oh, Chrissy Sims.
Oh, Gretzky is denied. Choked in the open net.
G'day, I'm Eric, and welcome to episode number 18 of Irked the Penalty Box, my personal look at the Australian Ice Hockey League for season 2015. It's now week four as we review week four. And look at what's happening in week five. It's hard to believe that it's already, you know, 4 weeks into the season. And two of the teams, the Adrenaline and the Bears, have played eight games already. Wow, they've played 8 games already out of 24. So let's review what happened last weekend. May 16-17, the Adrenaline defeated the Ice 4-2 in Melbourne. The Thunder defeated the North Stars 3-2 in Newcastle. The Bears took out the Battle of Sydney at home against the Ice Dogs 7-2. And the Brave defeated the Mustangs 5-4 in Canberra. And then on Sunday, the Ice defeated the Adrenaline 5-4 in a shootout in Melbourne. It must have been shootout day for Melbourne teams because the Mustangs won in a shootout 4-3 against the Brave. So the Ice 5-4 in a shootout against the Adrenaline. The Mustangs 4-3, a shootout against the Brave. The North Stars walloped the Bears 8-3 in Newcastle, and the Thunder shut out the Ice Dogs 5-0 in Liverpool. So as we have a look at the competition table before we check out what actually happened during those games, the Thunder are the only undefeated team. 6 games, 6 wins, 18 points. The North Stars are on 16, the Melbourne Ice are on 13 along with the Adrenaline, the Brave are on 10, the Bears are on 6, the Mustangs are on 5, and the Ice Dogs haven't got off the mark yet. So a lot of people have played, but not all the same amount of games. The Thunder have played 6, the North Stars and the Ice have played 7, the Adrenaline have played 8, the Brave have played 7, the Bears have played 8, the Mustangs have only played 5, and the Ice Dogs have played 6. So when it comes to shootout wins, the Ice have won twice by shootout, the Mustangs have won once by shootout, and the North Stars, the Adrenaline, and the Brave have lost in a shootout. So let's go and tell you what happened last weekend. I was at the two Bears games, Bears v Ice Dogs and Bears v Newcastle. So I didn't necessarily see what else happened around the league. But Saturday's game in the Ice House in Melbourne, the Adelaide Adrenaline defeated the Melbourne Ice 4-2. The Ice opened the scoring with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first period. A power play goal to Tommy Powell from Mitch Humphries and Matt Armstrong, and that was the only score at the end of the first period. A goal to each team in the second period. The Adrenaline picked up the first goal in the first few minutes. Jonathan Boxhill picked up a goal from Greg Oddie, and Zach Boyle. And then the Melbourne Ice came back with a shorthanded goal. Another goal to Tommy Powell from Matt Armstrong towards the end of the second period. And then in the third period, the Adrenaline, it was all the Adrenaline in the third period with 3 goals. One very early, a power play goal to Tyler Grove. And then approaching the midway mark of the third period, Webby Dark got a goal and Tyler Grove got his second with under 3.5 minutes to go. This game will actually be the Fox Sports game of the week this week. Lots of penalty action. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 penalties against the Adrenaline and 1 against the Ice in the first period. And then 1, 2, 3, 4 against the Adrenaline in the second period. 1, 2, 3, 4 against the Ice. A couple of misconducts, quite a few misconducts actually. Wow, just having a look at the misconducts. Andrew White from the Adrenaline picked up a misconduct in the first period for a check to the head, which got him a misconduct. And then Ryan Chaubineau picked up one in the second period for a check from behind. And then in the third period, Webke Dark picked up one for a check from behind as well. And then there must have been a big brouhaha with 1 minute 21 to go. Sean Green and Tyler Grave got a misconduct from the Adrenaline, and Mitch Humphries picked up a misconduct from the Ice. And also at the same time, Jonathan Boxall picked up one for roughing from the Adrenaline as well. Looking at the goalies, Charlie Smart in goal again for the Adrenaline, 42 out of 44. And for the Ice, Jaden Pine Murphy, 24 out of 28. Both teams had plenty of power plays. The Adrenaline converted 1 out of 6, and the Melbourne Ice picked up 1 out of 8. Unfortunately, I can't tell you the shots of goal in between the period, or for each period, but lots of action there at the Ice House there, with the Adrenaline winning 4-2 against the Melbourne Ice. Then we head up to the Hunter Ice Skating Stadium, where the Perth Thunder defeated the Newcastle North Stars 3-2. The North Stars opened the scoring late in the first period with a goal to Jan Safar to make it 1-0 Newcastle. In the second period, the Thunder picked up a goal. Tony Koskiri picked up a goal to make it 1-1, and then the Newcastle North Stars went ahead 2-1 towards the end of the second period with a power play goal to Luke Moffat. And then in the third period, two goals to Perth Thunder, one to captain Sam Wilson halfway through the period and towards the end of the game to make it 3-2. Tony Koskiri picked up a goal for the Thunder, making the score 3-2. Let's have a look at the penalty situation. Both teams managed to pick themselves up a bench minor, or too many men on the ice, in the second period. And the Perth Thunder also picked one up in the third period. Not many penalties on this one. Peter DeSalvo, playing one of his last games in the Australian Ice Hockey League, picked himself up the win again with 31 out of 33. And Dane Davis for the Newcastle North Stars picked up the loss, 20 out of 23 shots he managed to save. Newcastle North Stars converted 1 out of 4 of their power plays. The Perth Thunder did not convert any of theirs. Shots on goal ended up favouring Newcastle 33-23. So that would have been a high quality match. And all the Newcastle North Star games, with the exception of those that will be on Fox Sports, you can go to their YouTube channel and you can watch those back. So you can definitely do that if you miss them. So that was a high quality game, with Perth picking up the win with about 2 minutes to spare. Then we head down for the Battle of Sydney between the Bears and the Ice Dogs at the Bears Den. And I shouldn't even need to look at the score summary for this one, but I will. It was all Bears in the first period, with goals to Paddy Ward, Saxon Nair and Adrian Esposito. Pretty evenly spaced throughout the first period. Shots on goals favoured the Bears there, 10-6. Two penalties to the Bears, one to the Ice Dogs in that period. The Bears then went on for two more goals in the second period. A goal to Mario Passarelli and a power play goal to skipper Michael Schlamp towards the end of the second period to make it 5-0. Unfortunately for Bears goalie Camille Giorena, he didn't get the shutout, and he was denied by Sydney Ice Dogs player Sean Hamilton, not to be confused with Sean Hamilton-Steen, who played for the Bears last year. at 6:32. That made it 5-1. And then at that stage, Luke Reid, backup goalie, joined the game for some ice time. The next goal was also conceded by the Bears to make it 5-2 with 4 minutes remaining. And then, just to put the icing on the cake for the Bears, Michael Schlamp scored again. He lit the Schlamp. And Cameron Todd picked up his first goal of the season with 32 seconds remaining, a power play goal there. So the third period really kicked off with some penalties, including a fight towards the end of the game with 1 minute, well, 1 minute to spare. Spencer Austin and Mario Passarelli picked up misconducts for the Bears. Jared Smith picked up one for the Ice Dogs as well as an instigator minor as well. And somehow, Joey Harcheck and Charlie Fraser got a slashing call against them for the Bears at exactly the same time. So that one was rather interesting. Having a look at the goalie stats, Camille Giorena picked up the win for the Bears, 22 out of 23 shots. He was on the ice for 43 and a half minutes. Luke Reid on the ice for the other 6.5. Saving 2 out of 3 shots. Matt Grogan picked up the loss for the Ice Dogs, saving 18 out of 25. Shots on goal, very even in the end, 25 to the Bears, 26 to the Ice Dogs. And they didn't play badly, the Ice Dogs. One of the things which hurt them was that they had 9 power plays and weren't able to convert any of them. The Bears converted 2 out of 6. There were frequent periods for both teams where they had a 5-on-3 advantage as well. So not a bad game, this one. Not a bad game at all. High scoring, as you can imagine, 7-2. When Paddy Ward scored the first goal, and it's his first goal against his former club, the Ice Dogs, I'm thinking, you know, the floodgates could possibly open here, or are the Ice Dogs going to keep up? They didn't keep up, although they did persevere and get 2 goals in the third period. So that was 7-2 to the Bears, and the Bears' second win in a row. Then we move on. We head down to Canberra and have a look at the game between CBR Brave and the Mustangs. CBR Brave opened up the scoring towards the end of the first period with a goal to, guess who, Stephen Blunden. And then about a minute later, Joey Hughes picked up a power play goal for the Mustangs, 1-1 at the end of the first period. Shots on goal, Mustangs 10-9. And then in the second period, with 30 seconds on the clock in the second period, Pat O'Kane picked up a goal for the Mustangs, making it 2-1. And then with about 6 minutes to go in the period, the Brave equalise. Mark Rumakainen picked up a power play goal, the CBR captain, to make it 2-2 at the end of the second period. Shots on goal favouring the Mustangs, 16-9. And then period number 3, the Brave got a goal to make it 3-2, courtesy of David Dunwoody, 5 minutes in. And then about 20 seconds later, Victor Gibbs-Shedin picked up a goal to make it 3-3. And then at the 8 minute mark, the Brave picked up a power play goal from Scott Pitt. And then with 3:57 remaining, Jamie Burke picks up a goal to make it 4-4. And then with 47 seconds to go, it was looking like it was going to go into a shootout. The Brave got it home to make it 5-4. Kelly Jeffrey got the goal there with 47 seconds remaining. Not a lot of penalties in this one, just one major incident. Looking at the penalties in the second period at 6:03, Jamie Burke and Damien Bright got a 2 minute roughing penalty each for the Mustangs, and Scott Pick got one for the Brave. And Drew Atkins, the import for the Mustangs, picked up a unsportsmanlike conduct midway through the third period. Mustangs converted their one and only power play, and the CBR Brave converted both of theirs, so both teams 100% on the power plays for that one. Josh Yunus picked himself up the win with 41 saves out of 45 shots. And for the Mustangs, Michael James in net on this occasion, saving 25 out of 30. That looked like it was a really high quality game down there in Canberra, and no doubt we'll hear more about this game on this week's episode of It's All Good All. So that is Saturday. What a Saturday it was, even though I didn't get to see most of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please rise for the Zamboni!
For the Zambonis.
You're listening to episode 18 of Irk to the Penalty Box, looking at the Australian Ice Hockey League, and the music for this episode and every episode comes courtesy of the Zambonis. Let's look at Sunday's games. The Melbourne Ice defeated the Adelaide Adrenaline 5-4 in Melbourne after a shootout. The Ice opened up the scoring very early in the first period with a goal to Liam Webster. The Adrenaline picked up a goal to equalise a few minutes later, courtesy of Steve Best. And towards the close of the period, Mitch Humphries picked up a goal to make it 2-1 Melbourne Ice at the end of the first period. Shots on goal narrowly favouring the Ice 7-9. In the second period, Greg Oddy picked himself up another goal. 7:37 left on the clock, and then a couple of minutes later, Webke Doug picked up a power play goal for the Adrenaline. And then at the end of the, or towards the end of the second period, Mitch Humphries picked up his second goal to make the score 3-3 at the end of period number two. Shots at goal favouring the Ice 12-11. And then in the third period, as the scores would suggest, because we went into a shootout, both teams scored a goal. The Melbourne Ice picked up a goal 4 minutes into the period. And then the Adrenaline picked up one with six, almost 7 minutes to go. Jonathan Boxall picked himself up another goal to make the score 4-4 at that point. And at the end of regulation time, all three Melbourne Ice shooters scored during the shootout. Matt Armstrong, Tommy Powell and Liam Webster. Tyler Grove scored during the shootout for the Adrenaline, but Joseph Recky, he missed, giving the win to Melbourne. Charlie Smart in goal again, and in goal for both games this weekend, saving 34 out of 38. He picked up the loss. Jaden Pine Murphy in net for the Ice, saving 22 out of 26. And the power plays, the Adrenaline converted 1 out of 2. The Melbourne Ice converted none of their only power play. So not a lot happened on the penalty sheet either. Just a couple of slashing calls, a charging call and a tripping call, and that was pretty much it. So Adelaide picked up the win on the Saturday. Melbourne Ice picked up the shootout win on the Sunday. Then we head back to Canberra, and speaking of shootouts, the Mustangs defeated the Brave 4-3 in a shootout in Canberra. The Brave opened up the scoring with about 6 minutes to go in the first period. Stephen Blunden, there he is again, picking up another goal assisted by Kelly Jeffrey. That was a shorthanded goal, and then a couple of minutes later, the order was reversed. Kelly Jeffrey from Stephen Blunden, 2-0 CBR Brave at the end of the first. Shots on goal favouring the Mustangs, 11-4. And then period two, a couple of minutes in, Victor Givshedin picked himself up a power play goal to make the score 2-1 Mustangs. And then a few minutes later, the Brave picked up another power play goal from Kelly Jeffrey. 10:36 picked himself up a power play goal to make the score 3-1 at the end of the second period. Mustangs leading shots a goal 14-6. And then it was Mustangs on the score sheet in the third period with goals to both Hughes brothers, Joey first, then Vinny, to make the score 3-3 at the end of regulation. In the shootout, Victor Givshedin got his goal, Jamie Burke didn't, Andrew Atkins did for the Mustangs, giving them the win. Scott Pitt and Kelly Jeffrey didn't get their goals during the shootout, but Stephen Blunden did. So the Melbourne Mustangs win that one 4-3 in the shootout. A little bit more in the penalties department on this occasion. The Mustangs converted 1 out of 6 of their power plays. The Brave 1 out of 5. So there's some holding, some boarding, some delay of game, tripping, boarding, tripping, tripping, tripping. Hooking, Stephen Blunden picked himself up a misconduct during the third period. Scott Pitt picked himself up a roughing call against Joey Hughes. And another Joey Hughes roughing call towards the end of the game there. Fraser Carson picked up the win for the Mustangs, saving 14 out of 17. And Josh Eunice again doing double duty this weekend, picking up 38 out of 41 shots. And so that was the Mustangs defeating the Brave 4-3 in a shootout in Canberra. That would have been a very interesting game to watch as well. We then move on to the game that I was at on Sunday, travelling up the M1 motorway to watch the Bears play the Newcastle North Stars. As the score might suggest, 8-3 to the North Stars, it was pretty much all North Stars. And the shots on goal, 22-4 in the first period to the North Stars, certainly brought that home. A total of 54-20 to the North Stars being the final result there, shots on goal. The North Stars picked up 2 goals towards the end of the first period to make it 2-0 at the end of the first period. Matt Watini picked up a power play goal and Bo Taylor picked up a goal, 2-0 North Stars at the end of one. And then it looked like it was going to be 4-0 Newcastle North Stars at the end of the second. A few minutes in, Robert Molloy, the original some guy, he picked up a shorthanded goal at the 11:45 mark. And then Geordie Woodrick picked up a power play goal towards the end of the second period. But with 2 seconds to go, Lee Turner scored a goal from Cameron Todd for the Bears to make it 4-1 at the end of the second period. A little bit of a fight back in the third period. The Newcastle North Stars picked up a goal very early in the first period, within the first minute. Robert Molloy picked up his second goal of the afternoon. Camille Jurena, the Bears goalie, was trying to get the puck out of the zone. Unfortunately, it went straight to Robert Molloy, who put it straight in the back of the net. And then with 12:43 remaining on the clock, new Bears import Alex Padlik, who is from the Czech Republic, arrived on Saturday. Was on Saturday morning, was cleared to play midway through the game on Saturday night, and then he played on Sunday. He picked himself up an unassisted power play goal, and then from a face-off that was won by Cameron Todd, Richard Testrick scored a goal with 7:42 remaining, but that was the end of the Bears scoring at that point, 5-3 Newcastle at that point. A few seconds later, Luke Moffat picked up a power play goal from the North Stars, and then to finish up, Bo Taylor, about a minute later, picked up another goal to make it 7-3, and then Robert Molloy, the original some guy, picked up his hat-trick with 3 minutes 22 remaining to make the score 8-3 to the North Stars. And so, needless to say, it was a Busy afternoon at the office for Camille Jarena, who picked up the loss there, 46 out of 54. And picking up the win again for the Newcastle North Stars was Dane Davis, 17 out of 20. So he had nowhere near as much work to do. And it's very difficult to win a game when the final shot count is 54-20. The Bears converted 1 out of 5 of their power plays, and the Newcastle North Stars, they converted 3 out of 4, or 75% of theirs. So that was a rather big turnaround for the Bears, the 7-2 win against the Ice Dogs the day before, to go down 8-3 against the North Stars. But it was absolute quality from the North Stars. Then we move on back down to Sydney to Liverpool. The Perth Thunder were on the second part of their road trip. They shut out the Sydney Ice Dogs 5-0. Needless to say, all the scoring was Perth Thunder's way. Perth Thunder ended up with 44 shots on goal compared to 11 for the Ice Dogs. The Thunder converted 2 out of 8 of their power plays. The Sydney Ice Dogs, needless to say, didn't convert any of theirs. 1-0 to Perth towards the end of the first period. Tony Koskiri picked himself up another goal to make it 1-0 at the end of the first. And then at the end of the second, it was 2-0 after Jonathan Bremner picked up a goal with 6.5 minutes remaining in period 2. And then in the third period, Andrew Cox picked himself up a goal early. Tony Koskiri picked up a power play goal with about 12 minutes remaining. And then with 6 minutes remaining, Andrew Cox picked himself up a power play goal as well to make the final score 5-0. Couple of misconducts there. Alex Stephenson picked up himself a misconduct late in the third period. Luke Judson picked himself up one with 5 minutes to go in the second period. Looking at the goalies, Matt Grogan again had a lot of work to do, saving 39 out of 44. Peter Del Salvo, a shutout, 11 out of 11 saved. And that would turn out to be Peter's last game for the Perth Thunder as he headed back to Canada the next day. That was always going to happen. According to the Thunder, he was an interim goalie. Haven't heard who the new goalie will be for the Thunder yet, but apparently he's even better than Del Salvo, which is hard to believe considering that he left 6-0. So let's have a look at Del Salvo's stats as he leaves. Played 6 games, 6 wins, 2 shutouts, played for 300 minutes, 8 goals against, goals against average of 1.33 a game, saving 134 out of 142 shots, and a save percentage of 0.944. And he's from Oakville, Ontario, in Canada. So a good effort there, great effort there from Peter Del Salvo. Now safely home in Canada, and looking forward to his next hockey adventure, wherever that may end up. So, having a look now at the ladder, after all that, the Thunder, undefeated, 6 wins, 18 points. The North Stars have 5 wins, 16 points. The Ice have 3 wins, 13 points. The Adrenaline have 4 wins and 13 points. The Brave have 3 wins and 10 points. The Bears have 2 wins and 6 points. The Mustangs have 1 win and 5 points. And the Ice Dogs are not off the mark yet. Leading the goal scorers, Luke Moffat from the Newcastle North Stars, leading the way in goals with 11 goals. And then below him on goals, Geordie Woodrick from the North Stars, Stephen Blunden from CBR Brave, and Tyler Grave from the Adelaide Adrenaline, all on 7. In terms of assists, Geordie Woodrick leads the way there, 14 assists, Stephen Blunden 10, Matt Armstrong, Scott Pitt on 8. And total point scorers, Geordie Woodrick on 21, Luke Moffat 17 with Stephen Blunden, Tyler Grove 14, Matt Armstrong 13 along with Scott Pitt, Kelly Jeffrey on 12 along with Luke Judson. Goalie leaders, do we really need a surprise there? Excluding the ones who have only played one game, Peter Del Salvo, 6 out of 6, a goals against average of 1.33 and a save percentage of 0.944. Charlie Smart, under him, with 4 wins, goals against average of 2, save percentage of 0.938. Fraser Carson underneath him's picked up 2 wins. Jaden Pine Murphy's picked up 4 wins. Camille Jorina's picked up 2 wins. And Dane Davis has picked himself up 5 wins. His goals against average is 3.17 and his save percentage is 0.888, which might be rather surprising considering Newcastle's place on the ladder. So let's have a look at next week as we go. And I'll tell you what's happening in next week's games. Coming up for the weekend of the 23rd and 24th of May, the Bears have their road trip to Perth, so they play on Saturday and Sunday against the Thunder in Perth. On Saturday, the Mustangs play the Ice in Melbourne for the second Melbourne Derby. That's a Mustangs home game. The Brave host the Adrenaline in Canberra. And then on Sunday, as I mentioned, the Thunder play the Bears in Perth. The North Stars host the Brave in Newcastle, and the Ice Dogs host the Adrenaline in Liverpool. And so that brings you up to date with what's happening there, and a rather interesting one, which has just been announced within the last 24 hours. You may be aware of the 2015 Ice Hockey Classic US versus Canada, featuring some players from the NHL, some players from the American Hockey League and the East Coast Hockey League, amongst others. It'll be in Melbourne on Friday, June 5 in Melbourne at the Rod Laver Arena. Saturday, June 6 in Sydney at All Fans Arena. And then the following weekend, Saturday the 13th of June in Brisbane at the Entertainment Centre. And then just announced within the last 24 hours at the Perth Arena on Saturday the 20th of June, not only will you see US versus Canada, but you'll also see Thunder versus Mustangs in what will be a regular season game in the Australian Ice Hockey League where points and everything else count. So that will be rather interesting to see the Australian Ice Hockey League on the big stage playing before US v Canada at the Perth Arena in Perth, not to be confused with the Perth Ice Arena, two totally different venues on Saturday, June 20. And so that will be rather interesting. So anywho, I'm Merck. Thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope to see you at a game, possibly. And don't forget to keep your stick on the ice and keep out of the penalty box. See you next week. Good night, Interweb. Thanks for listening.
Get on the train. It takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Get on the train. Get on the train, it takes me away. I'm coming back to you in style. It's an away game, it's an away game. It's an away game, another away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Just us two.